So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Chata shekibul dama b'kais echad, nasim b'chutz b'chazab nasim b'fnim, b'fnim b'chazab nasim b'chutz, chayef. If the blood of a carbon chatas was received in one cup, and a person did a matana outside the azara, whether before or after the matana b'fnim, he's liable, because shekula ro b'fnim, as the Gemara explains. If he did the matana b'chutz first, this dam was still eligible for zrika b'fnim. And even if he did the matana b'fnim first, the dam then used in the matana b'chutz was still eligible for shvichas shirayim. And the Mishnah follows the previously mentioned Rav Nechemya, who holds she'er hadam shekriv b'chutz chayef. If one does zrika b'chutz with leftover blood, he is liable. The Mishnah continues, however, kibul dama b'shtei kaisais nasin shneim b'fnim pater. If the blood of a chatas was received in two cups, and the kohen did two matanis inside the azar, one from each cup, he's certainly not liable because both were b'fnim. Shneim b'chutz chayef. If he did the two matanis outside the azar, he's liable to bring two chatas for both matanis because each cup was miskabel b'fnim. And Rashi explains that this would be possible only b'shtei halamas. If before the second matana he had a yediyah v'halama, he was made aware of the transgression, and then he forgot. Otherwise, he's liable to only one chatas. Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz pater. If he did first one matana inside, and then the other matana outside, he's not liable for the second matana, because the Mishnah holds, kais eise dichu l'chaveri. The zrik of the first cup causes the second cup to become disqualified, and if it's not miskabel b'fnim. Echad b'chutz ve'echad b'fnim, chayev alachitzin b'apnimi mechaper. If he first did one matana outside and then the other matana inside, he's liable for the first matana because it was miskabel b'fnim, while the second matana achieves the kapara for his chiyuv chatas, provided that he did not take the second cup out of the azara where it would become possible b'yetzi. And the Mishnah applies the same halachas to the following case. Mafresh chatasi ba'avde b'hifresh acheres tachteo ba'achkach nimtzis harishayna varishtei noimedis. The person was makdash a carbon chatas, but it got lost. And he was makdash a second chatas, and afterward he found the first chatas, and now both animals are eligible to be used for his chatas. Shachat shteim b'fnim, pater. If both chatas were shechted inside, he's not liable because both were b'fnim. And shteim b'chutz, chayef. If both chatas were shechted outside, he's liable for both because each one was a miskabel b'fnim. Echad b'fnim ve'echad b'chutz, pater. If one chatas was first shechted inside, and the other was then shechted outside, he's not liable for the second chatas because, as Rashi explains, Tahavi lo chatas shekibur baleu lemisa azla. Once his kapar is accomplished, the second chatas must be left to die, and it's not miskabel b'fnim. Achas b'chutz ve'achas b'fnim, chayev alachitzayna v'apnimis mechaperes. If one chatas was first shechted outside, and the other was then shechted inside, he's liable for the first chatas because it was miskabel b'fnim, and the second chatas achieves the kapara for his chiyev chatas. The Mishnah concludes regarding the case of Shachat Shteim Befnim, Kashem Shadama Paiteres Besara, Kachi Paiteres Es Besar Chaverta. If both Chatais were Shechted Befnim, and he did Zrika from one Chatas, the Ismaila is removed from both Chatais because now the second Chatas became a Chatas, Shekipru Ba'alea, for which there is no Ismaila. Hanulach Perak Dam Hashechet V'amalu, if Bachashim completed the 13th Perak of Masech Lizvachim, and will now begin the 14th Perak Paras Chatas Be'ezus Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, Paras Chata Sheshachta Chutz Megita. V'chein Seir Mashtalech Shikr B'chutz Pater. If one shechted a paradima outside of his pit, or if one shechted the Seir Mashtalech outside the Azar, he's not liable because the Pasuk states, V'al Pesach El Moid Lehevioi, V'nichrat Se'ishahu. The Pasuk implies, however, Kol Shein Ro Lov El Pesach El Moid, In Chayam Lov. One is not liable for a Krava B'chutz for Karbonis that are not meant to be brought to the Azar. And the paraduma is not at all brought to the Azar, its Avoid is done on the Harazesim. And the Seir HaMashtaleach, even though it was brought into the Azar for Hagrola and Vidui, the Mishnah is discussing La'ach HaGrola V'Vidui. They had already done Hagrola and Vidui when the Sar was shechted b'chutz, and it was no longer meant to be brought b'fnim. The Mishnah continues, HaRevea, V'Hanirva, V'Hamukta, V'Haneved, V'Hamachir, V'Esnan, V'Klaim, V'Atrefa, V'Yetzidayfin, Sheikrivim b'chutz, Pater. All these psulim which occurred before the carbon was brought to the Azar, if one shechted them b'chutz, he's not liable because the Pasuk states, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, V'nichres he'ishahu. The pasuk implies, however, kol she'ein roi lov lefnei mishkan Hashem, ein chayov nalov. One is not liable for akrava b'chutz for karbanos that are not fit to be brought into the azar. And the Gemara explains that these psulim are not excluded from the previous pasuk v'al pesach el moi lehevi'oi, because that pasuk excludes karbanos that were initially fit to be brought to the azar, but then became pasul and are no longer fit. Therefore, a second pasuk is needed for psulim which occurred before the karban was brought to the azar. The Mishnah continues with a machlekes tanakam of Reb Shimon pertaining to the following three cases. Bali Mumin, if one shechted b'chutz a carbon that had a blemish, the Tanakama says, Bein Bali Mumin Kvun, Bein Bali Mumin Oivin, Shekrivim b'chutz pater. Regardless of whether the mum was permanent or temporary, he's not liable. While Reb Shimon holds, it depends. Bali Mumin Kvun pater. If the mum was permanent, he's potter. If the mum is temporary, he's liable for a lav, but not for karst. Similarly, in the case of karbanas oif, the Tanakhama says, Tayrim shalo higiyaz manan, ubnei yoyna sha'ovaz manan, shekriven b'chutz potter. If one shechted b'chutz, a karban oif that was not its proper age, it was either too young or too old, he's not liable. Or Rabbi Shimon holds, it depends. B'nei yoyna sha'ovaz manan potter. V'tayrim shalo higiyaz manan, b'loy saseh. If the oif was too old, he's potter. If the oif was too young, he is only liable for lav, but not for karst. And in the case of oisaves b'nei mechutz man, if one shechted b'chutz a karban behemoth that was younger than 8 days, or the karban's mother or son was already shechted on that day, the Tanakhama says potter, he's not liable at all. B'shemenei mehareza b'leisa say he's liable for a lav, but not for karst. And the explanation to the machlekes in all these cases is as follows. Shimon holds, kol shu ro lo v'la achras man, hariza b'leisa say b'imai karst. If one shechts b'chutz a karban that is currently disqualified, but will eventually become eligible for akrava, he's only liable for a loisa say. And this applies to mum oiver, in which the karban will become eligible after the mum is healed, and to term shlehigiyaz manan, they will become eligible when they reach the proper age, and to oisav espanai, it will become eligible the following day, and to mechuzaz man, the karban will become eligible on the 8th day. While the chacham hold kosher ein b'karis ein b'loisase, one is not liable for any of the above, because where there is no karis, there is also no love. The Mishnah elaborates, mechuzaz man bein megufei bein b'balov. The psul of mechuzaz man can be caused either by the karban or by its owner. A tamei person who is mechusa kapara, he requires kabbanis to achieve complete tara on the 8th day. If he brought his chatzis v'ashem outside the azar before the 8th day, he's not liable because, as Rashi explains, these kabbanis are not at all eligible b'fnim. They cannot be brought for the chayva because the bailam are mechusa zman, and they cannot be brought as a nedava because a chatzis v'ashem cannot be brought by nedava. However, if he brought his oile b'shlam outside the azar before the 8th day, he is liable. Shari miskablis b'fnim nedava l'shman, because these karbanis are eligible b'fnim for nedava, because an oile b'shlam can be brought b'nedava. The Mishnah proceeds with the halacha that one is liable for halal b'chutz only for a niktar, if he burned the parts of the karban that are usually burned on the mizbeach. However, hamala mipsar chatas mipsar asham mibaser kachim kachim mibaser kachim kalam u'maisuroy mivshtei alechem alechem aponim mishir menaches b'chutz pater. If he burned the parts of the carbon that are meant to be eaten, he's not liable for halal b'chutz. The Mishnah then mentions the halacha that one is liable b'chutz only for the following avodas: shchita, halal, zrika, nisuch. However, v'hayetzik, v'apaisis, v'abayil, v'amelech, v'amenech, v'amegish, v'amasades ha'shulchan, v'meitiv esaneris, v'akoymitz, v'makalodam, b'chutz pater. One is not liable b'chutz for any of the other avodas that are done b'fnim. And regarding all the latter avodas, vein chayav no lav v'lemishim zaris, v'lemishim tumah, v'lemishim mechusa begadim, v'lemishim shalei rochatz yidam reglayim. If one of the following psulim did one of these avodas in the azar, he's not liable. A zar, a non-kayin, or a kayin that was either tamei, or missing one of the big dekuna, or a kayin who did not wash his hands and feet from the kir. The remainder of the Mishnah will be discussed in Daf Kuf Tezvav.